Test 67, Section 4, Question 25. Now, with this one, we are looking for parallel flaws. So we start with the flaw in the passage. We could start with the conclusion trick here, but in this case, the conclusion is not the last sentence, so it's unlikely to help us out much. Instead, what we get is, dental profession knows that brushing with Blizzard toothpaste is the best way to fight cavities. That ends up being the conclusion, and then the evidence is we surveyed 5 dentists. Each agreed that the tartar control formula found in Blizzard is the most effective cavity fighting formula available in toothpaste. Now, with this one, it's a little bit tricky because there are actually multiple flaws in this argument. So for one, we have a survey sampling size problem. We only have 5 dentists, and that's very likely to indicate a biased result. You need a much larger sample than that if you're going to say that the dental profession in general agrees with this statement. You need a lot more than 5. The second is that what it asked them is that the tartar control formula found in Blizzard is the most effective cavity fighting formula available in toothpaste. That's different than saying brushing with Blizzard is the best way to fight cavities. It's just saying that the tartar control formula in it is the most effective formula available in a toothpaste. Problem is, it could be that that's the same formula that everything else uses, and it could be that there are more things that are involved there. So now we have to find a similar flaw. So we look at A, the nation's voters know that Gomez is the candidate whose policies would be best for the nation. Of the 10 voters polled, each said Gomez would be a very popular leader. That does have the flaw of sample size. It doesn't necessarily have the flaw of going from, necessarily saying that the second type of flaw. So it's got a little bit of a different thing because it's talking about popularity and then best for the nation. So let's see what else we get. Some of the voters in the nation believe that Gomez is the candidate who would be best. Of the 10 voters surveyed, we each agree that Gomez is committed, the policies Gomez is committed to would be the best policies for the nation to adopt. Now in that case, that one actually is going to give us the same second flaw in this case, but it doesn't really give us the first, meaning the flaw of sample size, because the conclusion is just some of the nation voters. But it does have the part of the policies Gomez is committed to would be the best for the nation, similar to the tartar control formula is the best available. So the nation's voters generally believe that Gomez is the candidate who would be best for the nation. Okay, that's a decent starting sentence. We polled thousands of voters, and they all agreed the policy Gomez is committed to would help the nation more than those supported by any of the others. This one doesn't have either of the flaws. First off, it's saying that Gomez's policies are better, not just that they are as good as. And second, we polled thousands of voters, not just 5 or 10. D, that nation's voters know that electing Gomez would be the best way to help the nation. The 10 voters we polled all agreed that the policies Gomez is committed to would help the nation more than any other policies. So in this case, this has both of the flaws in that it just says the policies will help the nation more than any other policies, but we don't know that that necessarily makes Gomez better or worse than any of the other candidates. And second, we only polled 10 people. So this one actually has both flaws. It's looking very good. Then E, we know that electing Gomez would be the best course for the nation to follow because of 10 voters surveyed, each agreed that electing Gomez would help the nation. And the problem with that is it does have the sample size, but it says each agreed would help the nation. That's not really the same as saying the policies are equivalent. And so D is our correct answer. It's a little bit tricky because you do have to catch both of those flaws. And so therefore, answer choice D is our correct one in this case.